All the markets finished yesterday in positive territory, of course. And I don't know if you saw this, but mortgage rates fell again to another record low this week. That's the eighth record set this year. But home affordability, not so good. Houses shortage and high demand is driving prices up dramatically. So that could be a problem. I do know this. I have been watching tonnage of lumber flowing into lumberyard, and in the East Coast, Northeast Corridor, and the southern parts of the country, in Florida primarily, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, it looks like they're gearing up for an enormous amount of inventory that is being built. So construction of new homes ramping up, certainly, but I don't know if it's going to ramp up quick enough to take advantage of all these low mortgage rates and to keep prices down. There's going to have to be an awful lot more inventory before prices can stay lower. The other issue, of course, is all that is going on in with the virus and some fake media and all of those kinds of things. Huge problem, obviously, but it does seem as though it is getting better. MGM Resort, one of the biggest gainers yesterday. So people, and Wynn Resort, I think, was number five as far as the big gainers. The rest of it was in aerospace and some industrial companies. So kind of odd, but it looks like pent up desires to gamble, go figure, is picking up. The bottom of the barrel yesterday were mostly technology stocks. So I find that interesting. Technology stocks have had such a long run. By the way, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow Jones all in positive territory. Today is the big number coming out on job numbers, unemployment rate, and doesn't look like, according to ADP, that the private sector jobs are going to be huge numbers by any stretch of the imagination, and are going to be feeling some of the fear that has been placed in the minds and hearts of some businesses and individuals last month. I am going to be watching the markets very close. And, you know, there are new normals being made. Some are saying, no, they're only temporary. Some are saying they're just a flash in the pan. The good things are going to be here today and gone tomorrow. And that when things get back to normal, then the old normals of the markets, economy, stocks, bonds, income, gains will be broad-based and back again. I don't agree with that. I think that we are seeing forever changes between the energy sector and the dramatic changes that are going on there, and that would be globally, by the way, that you can almost guarantee, with the automobile industry being what it is, that there could be, in fact, in the next 5 years, an electric car in every driveway, and that is going to be very demanding on electricity. What that means is that your utility stock could really benefit from this new normal. Number one is they're going to get more stability in them. They already are very stable and have been a very stable sector. All of this could solidify their abilities and need to be paying out dividends, and we could see rises there. So I think the utility sector is going to benefit from all of this. And I think the technology sector, as hard as it is to believe, is going to continue to rise, not quite like it has been. But I think what's going to happen is we're going to start to see consolidation in the sector, decreasing a little bit of their volume based on competition. There's a lot of things that are going to be changing, I believe, in the next 5 years. And I'm trying to poise some of your portfolios for that. And I will be doing more and more of that in the upcoming months. We have a conference call next week, and maybe I'll be able to reveal and talk a little bit about that. If you're around next week, make sure you listen to the partner call. You can listen to it over the weekend, maybe next weekend. I have had a good rest, and I appreciate it. It's also been a time of me getting down to the nitty-gritty, some things that I have been putting off within the ministry, a lot of things in the financial thing. And I just say to you to pray for the ministry. I've had a chance in the last couple of days to talk to a lot of other ministries, and I am finding it very surprising to see that some of them are in fact suffering as a result of a lack of giving. And these are really strong faith-based organizations, and that disturbs me a little bit. I hope we aren't getting complacent about our giving to our churches and to the ministries that are so vitally important as we prepare for the coming of our Lord. And I hope that you will continue to reconsider. You know, I look around at some of these other ministries and I think, you know, maybe if we closed our doors, it wouldn't be the end of the world. But for some of these other ministries, it would be devastating for the kingdom for them to close. And we've got to be very conscious of that, particularly our churches at a time when we need them more than ever. And I would ask everybody to go on our website and click on the pastor's conference that I am praying that all of you will make sure your pastor gets there and check it out and register. And maybe you can pay your pastor's way. It's only $100, I think, or something inexpensive. It's in Plainview, Texas, outside of Dallas. You'll see the lineup of speakers there are amazing. So I hope you can do that. Folks, I would ask you, this is a time when a lot of you have expiring. You may be committed to yourself to give $20 a month for a year. I hope that you will renew that. I hope that you don't miss it. And I hope that God has blessed you for it, because we are really want to keep that going as part of our campaign. We have seen dramatic drop this summer. It has been, without a doubt, the most difficult summer that we've had in 24 years, and sure hope that it's the last one, but hopefully we're winding down to the return of our Lord and Savior. If you can continue that $20 a month, we sure would appreciate that, or encourage other people to do it so that we can keep doing the kingdom work that God has allowed us to do. All right, I hope you have a great weekend, a time to relax and reflect, and a great day of worship, and we'll see you Monday morning. God bless.